going on, Flip Flop? It's good to see you, man.
Fuck you.
Now,
guys.
Look. No, for real, though. It's a. Look, Xbox is giving you a good reason to flip flop. And technically, look, it's not flip flopping when. Look, motherfucker's mind was changed. It's not flip flopping. Flip flopping is if you just keep going back with every conversation. 2 and 4.
All right.
It'll be flip flopping when he owns Assassin's Creed Origins.
You should be happy that you changed his mind, even though it seems like it was more Xbox that did it.
Yeah, but, I feel like I flip flop because I'm just like, it's unacceptable.
And look, I'm like to what you said last week. Like, I am still worried about the future.
Yeah,
but. I am far more worried about PlayStation's future than Xbox's. As long as Xbox keeps, if they keep to their word, which you have no reason to not believe up until this point, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, what Kevin was saying last week, like, it doesn't matter if you have a new console every fucking year. If everything's going to be playable and they don't try any, like, weird fuckery where it's like, well, this is a. Like, Xbox One X exclusive. The One X kind of pisses me off. Can it just be like, it really should just been Xbox. But,
That's what you said?
Yeah.
That was your guess, right?
Yeah.
But,
technically, no, hold on, hear me out on this. You know how the Xbox One, its acronym was just everybody called it X-Bone?
Yeah.
Xbox One X.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Technically is called Xbox.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, PlayStation's fucking up.
Now, I did say, I was talking to Wood about this, and by the way, Wood shout me out. I'm going to shout out Wood. I actually got close to guessing the name, because the name I guessed was Xbox C, because of Complete.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say it's Complete, because then it would say the Xbox S is inferior. So I was like, they'll say something like, I don't know. I forgot the other word I used.
Mm.
But I don't know. I'm still not... I'm fucking not crazy about it.
No, look, because everything that you said was still, it's still legitimate. Like, it is a worrisome future where now Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation aren't on the same cycle of console releases.
No.
Where it's like, what, are we, you know, 10 years from now, is every fucking 8 months, like, another goddamn console gonna come out? But if Xbox stays true to their shit, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
PlayStation has proven that they're not ever going to give you backwards compatibility in any form that you won't have to pay extra for. You know, with, like, that whole
PlayStation Now.
Yeah, PlayStation Now thing, like...
Or repurchasing the games.
Where to me, it's like, dude, you made a bad business deal. You fucking, you know, lick your wounds... Scrap that shit.
And that's what that's what I think is going to happen. Because Sony is Sony, but they're not totally oblivious.
And then, look, don't even, like, you know, don't get rid of it. Like, get rid of it for now. And in 15 years, and I think you made this point before, Kevin. In 15 years, when everybody has fiber, at least on the coasts, bring it back and include it with, like...
Yeah, it's too soon.
You know, include it with your yearly subscription. Or something. But
You're damn near like 1-to-1.
Because
you're so fucking fast.
Well, because by then those games are 10 years older that you're asking for. So, like, you know, you could roll it into like subscription. Everybody, you'll look like the hero in 10 years. Because, like, you know, you're like, oh, look at all this shit you can play for free. We brought it all back. But, like, now you can't do that.
No.
And, like, I don't know. The whole conversation, like, last week made me uneasy. Only because I spent so long disliking Microsoft for a super legitimate fucking reason.
Oh, yeah.
And now I feel the same way you did a couple weeks ago when you had said, I wonder if I'm just wasting my time having PlayStation 4 be my main console.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to go anywhere, yet Xbox seems like they have everything figured the fuck out. I mean,
at least you could buy Minecraft. I would at least do that.
That would get me fucking stoned.
I was either waiting for that or I was waiting for the date conversation to come back.
No, there's no conversation with the date conversation. I'm right. You don't like the parameters of the definitions of what a date is.
No.
So.
No, you're just wrong and you don't want to admit it.
Oh, no, no. No, I'm right.
Saying over.
You are now listening to the sounds of the Raw and Owned Gaming Podcast.
So you think it's a game? I ain't playing with you. Hit 'em with the stick work.
Yeah, I'm a gamer. On the battlefront, I'm like Vader. Ever since GoldenEye 007, I was using proximity mines with Trevelyan.
All right, we are back again. This is episode 116 of the 410 Gaming Podcast, brought to you by Billy Ray Ransom. I'm your boy, Jackie Fingers.
Upside down, it says 911. Backwards. No? 911.
Yeah. Put the pipe down, Dak.
I'm not smoking a pipe. You look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, fucking... The car's bringing out some, like, Alex Jones shit. InfoWars.
All right, we got another show for you today. Hope you enjoy. I got the boys here.
Dak.
Kevin.
Matt.
And Matt makes his return talking about some possible injustices in the future console generation. Speaking of injustices, Kevin.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this question before we go into it. Did you buy the game?
Yeah.
Motherfucking liar.
Why?
I can't afford games.
This is all birthday money.
We say that all the time. Somehow we make it work.
Yeah, by the way, Kev, I forgot to hit you up. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yes, happy birthday. Was it? I didn't want to put it on the site because I don't think we ever did that. I think from now on we should do that.
Okay.
We should, yeah. I kind of feel like a dick that I just said that just now. Like, I see this motherfucker every goddamn week almost. Yeah. But
yeah, happy birthday.
It is what it is.
Stop playing, start playing.
All right, so, Kev, let's talk a little bit about Injustice 2.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't honestly play. I got Injustice, the original, on PS4 when it was free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just never played it. And then I had an afternoon off of work, like, last month or something, and I burned through the entire game.
The first story mode.
And I was like, that was actually pretty cool. Now I'm like, Now I want to play Injustice 2, but didn't have the money. So when I got a whole bunch of birthday credit, I went out and got some store credit, which involves another funny story with a GameStop employing me, telling me that digital was the worst way possible to go.
Was it the same fucking guy?
Yeah.
This guy needs to get a freaking life.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
But I buy the credit, go home, pick up that game. Took forever and a day to download, but when I finally got into it, like, I had seen some of the gameplay, like the very beginning, story mode. It's crazy how they tie in, like, what's happening with Brainiac in the multiverse that you're in, because you're still on, like, Second Earth, where Superman's still in jail.
Okay.
I guess it's okay to spoil that game. It's old as shit now. But it involves...
Punched Joker in the chest, I think.
Huh?
He punched Joker in the chest.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Say it with your chest!
Yeah.
I'm bleeding in my chest.
I didn't get very far in the story mode yet, but checked out some of the other modes that they have in there, like the multiverse is a big part of this game, where you play different challenges on the Infinite Earths, the Brother Eye watchtower of this universe after the Justice League has fallen, monitors not only your planet, but the multiverse as a whole. So you'll have different missions that you'll have to go on different areas to earn credits and the gear for your characters, which was another big update for Injustice, where you don't just upgrade your character or character level. You can also equip them with, like, epic and rare loot that you get from loot boxes. Still definitely early. Don't have a ton to say other than it looks beautiful. It's already set up for HDR if you have an HDR TV, but combat's fluid. I'm still one of the worst fighting game players in the world, but the only reason why I'm playing it is because it's DC.
Well, and not only that, but, like, the you know, Injustice, like, most recent Mortal Kombat, like, this Injustice 2.
Yeah, I'll play the same.
Like, the model of telling a story within a fighting game that they do really works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, and I'm not saying that story mode alone would be worth a $60 price point for everybody. But when I played the first Injustice, I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like a great way to tell a cool story and kind of get you into playing every character for a couple rounds.
I'll tell you one thing. After seeing Wonder Woman, I really wanted to play her. Because that just... I did not expect the level of power they put into that character in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting a lot of it to be like, you know, she's going to lasso people and there'll be a couple sword fights and she's fucking like kicking dudes through goddamn clock towers and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
She's kicking clock towers' asses.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I think I've mentioned this before, but...
That was a fun sound.
I feel like it happens every freaking week. It happened with us.
But yeah, like, I was super excited to play. Unfortunately, I really cannot afford to get it right now, but...
It's common DC lore that, like, Wonder Woman can fuck up Superman if Superman acts like a dick.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and I get why. Like, Superman has been around for so long that, like, everybody's just like, Wonder Woman, the TV show in the 70s, like, where she can, like...
Wonder Woman!
Where she has roller skates. You know, it's nobody's thinking that. But if you, like, say if you watch some of those... not even like the mature rated ones they do now, but like the Warner Brothers DC, like cartoons. There's a couple of them where like, what, like, you know, fucking Superman gets out of line and like Wonder Woman's like beating the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, I mean, that's awesome, dude.
But not to cut into the movie podcast. Which...
Let me ask you a question now. You just played the first Injustice. Do the moves carry over, or did they reimagine the characters? Because I was worried if Batman's moveset would be the same. Now, granted, I understand Damian as Robin is new. Like, he's a different Robin.
Well, he's actually Nightwing in this.
No. Tim Drake's in this. That's Nightwing.
I mean, he may be, but in the multiverse story mode, he killed Nightwing, and he was Nightwing in the first game.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you didn't know that? When you fight...
Spoiler alert.
No, I'm trying to... He said it was in the first game. I played the first game.
Yeah. The Nightwing fight you have... I can't remember who, because
of alternate reality bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I think...
But you're playing in the alternate reality in this one. You're not on Earth 1 where they pulled everybody from.
Okay.
You're on the Earth where they left Superman in the solar prison.
So, since you've played the two so close together, do you feel like the second one is any faster paced... More difficult to play?
I think it's a little more difficult to play and a little faster paced, depending on the characters that you're fighting. Like, they had Scarecrow, you fight him early on with Harley in the story, and you fight him once just as the doctor with the burlap sack over his head. Mm-hmm. And then he throws a gas bomb at you, and he comes back like a ripped, demonic Halloween Scarecrow. But he has a special move where he'll call in his... alter ego and just like try to rip you in two.
Damn.
And a couple of the characters, like Cheetah, she's very fast and quick with like leaps, grabs. It's kind of hard to stay to get in the air to fight her. It's more like you got to stay on the ground and dodge. One thing I like to do is as soon as I get into a new map, I'll jump around to try to find all those environmental attacks.
Yeah. I was just gonna ask you about that as well. Because as cool as they were, they seemed a bit lackluster in some ways. Almost like the same thing as like Street Fighter 2, where at the sides of each arena, there was like something you could kick your opponent into and destroy it, and that was it.
Are they
more like dynamic in this one?
A little bit. A lot of what they do. I mean, you played the first one, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember.
So you remember how you'd like kick them into the background and they'd bounce off of a throne or something and come back into the foreground,
mm-hmm.
Or you could jump up and pick up like an orb or a crystal and smash it over their head.
There was that one throne room where you could like grab that hammer and smack them with it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be bust open the fish tank in Atlantis and spray them with water. A lot of some of that stuff is returns in different ways. Like you can pick up like a police quadcopter and throw it at them or kick it into like a movie marquee. The one thing that they did incorporate in this that I don't remember from the first one, but you do a couple of the environmental things are just like wall kicks. Like you'd run up and jump off of them.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that was in the first
get around.
Yeah.
this one in the tutorial, they train you to do that and then like do an attack and dive kick them in the face when you jump off of it. And I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
I remember using that to get around of them, but
do they have any environment transitions?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a couple.
I still suck at doing them. I really suck at doing them.
There was one, somebody kicked Batman into the, they were fighting in the freaking Batcave, kicked Batman into the Batwing. Then the Batwing turned around and flew down a tunnel the whole time, knocking against every freaking debris that it could. It was pretty sweet.
They, and a couple of the supers are pretty good, too. The Batman's one now, if you put him in that Fulton device and launch him up, the Batwing picks him up, launches him into the midair, and then just turns around and starts shooting him on the way back down to the ground.
That's pretty cool.
So, the supers are nice. I need to get better at the game, but the cool thing that I like about this, which I don't think Mortal Kombat did, granted I didn't play X, since I suck at fighting games, usually when you first fight one of the new enemies, it will, they'll beat the shit out of me every time. But it's always like each subsequent time you lose, they dumb them down a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. So you're not beating your head against a wall trying to figure this out. Eventually it's like you can go play more and get better at it, but it's like I want to experience a story. I don't want to spend
dynamic skill level
3 days fighting Cyborg over and over just and like over, and over and over again,
like Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Because I remember
lot of Saturday afternoons with that dude,
like Mortal Kombat 9 when it came out.
Yeah.
When you were playing, I was like, I made it all the way to the last fight of the game. I'm like, fuck this game. I quit. I can't. I'm never going to get this.
That's cool.
Overall, I really like it. If you're a fan of Injustice, there's no reason you shouldn't get it. It obviously also is not going to hurt you to wait till it goes on sale to pick it up, because it's not like you're really going to miss anything outside of, you know, DLC characters, but you're going to have to pay for them anyway.
Yeah. See, I really like what they're doing over there, because I feel like they're, versus Capcom, they're really paying attention to the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even like the little matchups they do, like if you charge versus a person.
Oh, clash.
And they clash, like, that's what it is. And they say something that a comic book nerd would be like, ha, they thought about that. And you never get that type shit with Marvel versus Capcom. And I love that, those games.
But like, you love it for the physical reasons. Yes. Like, it's just surface.
Yeah.
You know, like, where it seems like Injustice, they care about like what the characters are.
Well, I don't know what came first. Was it the game and then they made the Injustice comic line?
I'm not sure.
Because
I'm really not sure.
Now I know that they do have the comic line for that, so that's big.
I think it came out right after the first game.
And then, speaking of Marvel versus Capcom, did anybody play the demo?
Yes, I played that.
I have not.
It was basically what they showed. It was basically what they showed at E3.
Fucking Street Fighter V.
I'd rather play Street Fighter V.
Oh, man.
Story mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just talking about Injustice a little bit more before we move on, I really like what NetherRealm has done in their last 4 or 5 games. I was a big fan of their reimagining of Mortal Kombat probably 8 or 10 years ago at this point. Deadly Alliance.
The 3D plane one?
Deadly Alliance. The first one. Mortal Kombat 4 was their first true 3D Mortal Kombat.
Oh, you're just talking about Mortal Kombat, because NetherRealm wasn't around when they did Deadly Alliance.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was still Midway.
Yeah, like, but I'm pretty sure it's the same studio.
It's the same group of people, but it was like NetherRealm, their first game was 9.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyhow, when Deadly Alliance first came out, there was a lot of mixed feelings about that whole 3D. You could almost call it 2.5 or you know, 2.75D.
Well, it was all just sidestepping, right?
Yeah.
There was sidestepping involved, but the characters were obviously much more fleshed out 3D models. The environments were much more fleshed out 3D models. But I was a big fan of that game, and then the one that came after it, I think it was Armageddon. But then when they started doing like some of the other ones, the 2 or 3 that came after that, you had that mode called Conquest, where you were just this no-name fighter that ran around this somewhat open world doing missions. And I'm like, that's not what a fighting game is. Like, if you want to tell a story, they've got it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it, your story is told in like a minute long cutscene in between the fights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you transition from character to character as the story plays out. And I think that's a really good model that they have going on. Mortal Kombat 9 did it. Mortal Kombat X did it. Now they're doing it with the Injustice games. And it seems to work. They're kind of like Rocksteady with their Batman formula. Like, they have this skeletal framework that they put into both of those series, which is essentially the same thing. It's a fighting game that tells a story, and they obviously adapt it to the characters that they're working with, but it's definitely a great refresh for not only Mortal Kombat, but for NetherRealm themselves, and getting that Injustice fighting game series out. So
yeah,
I'm pretty excited to play it.
Yeah, they didn't get founded until 2010.
Okay. What was the... I know the Injustice games are teen.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other game that they made that was teen? I feel like there was one that they made...
There was a Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Versus DC.
Which is kind of what started this.
That was okay. Still Midway.
That's what I was thinking of. Because that's when, like... Been. I'd actually thought, I was like, oh, Christ, here we go. Like,
yeah, that one was rated
teen. Here's, like, they're going to shit the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's already done. They're taking Mortal Kombat, and they're trying to, like, take everything cool about Mortal Kombat out of it. And, like, to see them, like, do a turnaround, because it's like the teen rating makes sense for Injustice.
Yeah.
They're superheroes. Like, they can't do what... Mortal Some fucking Kombat. Ninjas yeah. can do. Well, like, they're not... It's not on the same scale.
And DC also didn't want... They didn't want the fatalities. They didn't want the deaths. Life. Like, despite it being the Mortal Kombat universe versus the DC universe, they didn't want that visceral level.
Like, yeah, how's Scorpion supposed to kill Spider-Man?
Right.
I think they finally... They found a way to do it. Like, they shouldn't have been mixed. Do your mature, you know, Mortal Kombat games... Do your teen Injustice, you know, Injustice games, and both series can be good.
Yeah.
Well,
aside from not putting Baraka in the.
Yeah, that was a huge fuck up.
why does everyone disrespect Baraka, man?
Cabal too, right? He wasn't in there either.
No,
either,
I think Cabal made it. I want to
eventually,
say
maybe even if
Cabal was in the story, but you couldn't play him originally.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was in the story, yeah, but he did come out later. Mm-hmm.
I just love Cabal, yeah, dude. The fucking arcade.
Well, speaking of things that should not be mixed, I said this a long time ago, and I still feel I'm right. But, with that said, there is a possible leak of Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remaster being released standalone in actually just a few days.
Yeah, I think next week.
According to a Target leak. I said from the get-go that the whole point of the Modern Warfare Remaster, like... There are plenty of people out there that wanted it when that whole remaster revolution happened. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, they'll say that that's the reason that it happened. I'm still firm in my belief that Activision might have been a little bit on the fence
about Infinite Warfare
and its selling capability. So they decided to do this and sold it as a $80 quote-unquote legendary version.
It was probably better than those goofy night vision goggles you got in one of those legendary editions.
And what's funny about it is, you know, we've heard plenty of complaints about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Ghosts, which I actually liked Ghosts. And then Advanced Warfare had a lot of complaints. I remember all those. And despite Call of Duty's strong sales, for a little while they did see a decline.
They're still seeing a decline.
But I think it's funny that Infinite Warfare turns out to be one of the best ones that we've seen in the last few games. Like, Black Ops 3, I think, was everybody's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Was it two?
Black Ops 2 was three. The fan favorite that people didn't... I mean, they still bought it. But the opinion was 2 was still better.
Maybe it was 2.
They're still making DLC for Black Ops 3, which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and now, like I said, I think Infinite Warfare is actually a pretty strong Call of Duty. Like, Virginia loves to play it. I've played several rounds with her.
Is that what Tom posts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Tom's playing now. So it's funny that they packaged this remaster with that game when it actually turned out to be a pretty strong game, on its own. But...
I think they were reading the tea leaves and they were a little worried because they knew that people were getting burned out Well, the whole flying and the whole, like, soup double jumps and the gliding on walls.
That's kind of my point on the whole thing. Like, if they were really worried, I get the idea of combining it into a package and selling it at $20 more than retail for the standard game, and you get both. But you also could have, at the same time, released that as a standalone for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody who wasn't really interested in Infinite Warfare could just get it for $30. You'd still make the $30 on it. Or you could get the $80 out of people who were like, well, I'm going to save the $10 and get them both.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm obviously not the Call of Duty guy, but the logistics of that, say, like, releasing Infinite Warfare at $60, and then, you know, same day, being able to buy Modern Warfare Remaster for $30, they were terrified that the numbers would show that everybody wanted the old shit and not the new shit.
Well,
if you bundle them, sell them for $20 more, you're taking a $10 loss per Modern Warfare Remaster. But at the same time, you don't have the numbers that prove that everybody bought it just for this.
But they did. They did have those numbers. Like, everybody fucking, as soon as they got it, booted up the Modern Warfare Remaster multiplayer. Like, that's where a majority of the players went.
They have but the public doesn't.
Well, and not only that, but at least there's some kind of workaround. Where, like, if you bundle them together, people, like, you know...
You can still mark sales for Infinite Warfare.
And, like, not only that, but you could tell your board members, oh, well, you know, this is just nostalgia kicking in. Like, you know, give it a couple weeks, and you'll see the Infinite Warfare numbers kick up. Well, this is what we expected, but, like, if you had to tell your board, this Infinite Warfare game that we spent all year working on, or however many years, you know, 2 years, whatever, working on that was going to be the next big thing, isn't doing shit. But this fucking remastered game that we didn't give a fuck about is outselling it, then, you know, your shareholders look like, they're like, okay, well, why are you guys fucking up then?
Yeah, why?
Because everybody wants this.
Man. I think that it wasn't so much Infinite Warfare. It was more the declining sales year over year that caused them to put the plan in motion to remaster that game to begin with. And then it just so happened at that time they released the trailer for, as that's nearing its completion, oh, we're going to release the Infinite Warfare trailer, and it got the most dislikes and heinous comments ever. And they're like, all right, well, you know, people seem to be pissed. Let's just throw this in with it. Yeah, I think this was in the works for a while, and it just so happened that that trailer didn't get what World War II trailer did this year, so they're just like, yep, let's put it on there. I guarantee you, if everybody was fine with Infinite Warfare, wouldn't make much sense, but you could have seen the bundle in World War II if this got the reaction that Infinite Warfare's trailer did.
I think the real only reason Call of Duty World War II is getting the reaction it's got is because of Battlefield 1. I know that a lot of Call of Duty players have wanted the return to that era. Personally, I don't. But at the same time, it's impossible for them to go back to Modern Warfare or Ghosts because it's too close to Advanced Warfare and Infinite Warfare, if you think about it.
Look.
And Black Ops.
Human beings are some fucking murdering motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We've got, like, you know, if you just want to talk about first-person shooters, we've got an honest 100 years to pick from. You can do whatever. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I think, you know, my argument to... We're going back to World War II because Battlefield went to World War I. Like, no, you can't go where people are going. You got to go where people aren't going.
Yeah.
So that's when you'd be like, this takes place in the fucking Korean War, or this takes place in, like, Vietnam. Do something that, like, you know, is a happy middle ground, because now you're going to get the first person shooter competition of Battlefield and Call of Duty is going to be stuck in the past again.
Before I ask my next question, what do you guys think? Well, who do you think will go first? Battlefield or Call of Duty going to fucking, like, the American Revolution or some shit?
I don't think it ever
will. The guns don't lend well to multiplayer.
Yeah, I think the tech is, like, too... It's just too old. It's like what happened to fucking... I know, fucking sore subject for me, too. It's like what happened when fucking Assassin's Creed introduced guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, no. But, like, just on the opposite end, where it's like you liked Assassin's Creed because it was, like, swords and knives and shit. And you're like, wait. Get your guns out of my fucking sword knife game. But, like, with Call of Duty or, you know, Battlefield, it's like, whoa, wait a second. were kind of okay with, like, having 5-round clips and spending 20 seconds per fucking reload in Battlefield 1. This musket shit is for the fucking birds. Like,
but you know what?
Three rounds a minute? Nah,
I'm not
going
to say it's totally impossible because of what happened with Crossbones.
Yeah.
Because that was just a...
Crossbones.
Is it Crossbones?
What? Then
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. That was just a little piece of a Assassin's Creed game, and so many people raved about it.
Which is what Assassin's Creed 4 should have been anyway.
Yeah. So now they made a separate game. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if maybe Call of Duty, Battlefield, or somebody, they do one level of the fucking Revolutionary War or some shit, and like a flashback, and then people are like, oh, we really love that. We'll play multiplayer like this, and then somebody's going to try it. That's the way shit happens.
Well, what I really want to know is...
I think they're crazy.
If this leak is if this leak is true, which I really have no reason to believe that it's not, will it be the full available Modern Warfare remaster experience, or will it be something like it was when it first launched with Infinite Warfare, where it's only 9 multiplayer maps?
It'll be whatever it is now. It'll be like the game of the year.
Yeah. Now, what price point do you think? They're going to try to...
I'm going
to
say 40.
I was going to say, you think they're audacious enough to charge 60 for this?
I'm going to say 40.
No.
40. 50 max. 40,
I say 40 max. They should go for 30.
Honestly, for 40 bucks, I'll buy it, never touch the multiplayer, just so I can fucking replay the campaign again.
Yeah, I think 40 bucks is their sweet spot, considering they put out 5 map packs for the game. And it launched at a retail release of $60.
Because honestly... being level 70 in, like, Battlefield 1, I mean, it'd kind of be nice to have, like, 30-round clips again.
Yeah. I don't... just a small side note, I really don't think that they did this because of Battlefield 1.
No, I don't think so either.
Development times being what they are, they... there's no way.
Yeah.
Activision's game machine that they cranked shit out could not do that in a year.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I'm looking at Battlefield. Battlefront. I want to play that fucking game so bad.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
I'm looking at Battlefield. You know, DICE... They have a quality team. They have... First of all, Frostbite Engine is fucking amazing. Their team is incredibly talented. And it's the same team making these games. Albeit with some help from, you know, some of the other DICE studios. Yeah. I get it. But Activision has these three different studios that are playing around with this franchise. And I don't know. I like, between, like, you had Ghosts and then Advanced Warfare and Black Ops 3, and it's like they're going off on all these fucking tangents, almost like they have Tourette's or some shit. And then EA and DICE are just Battlefield. You know, like, it's the same thing every year, but it's not, because they have their basis, almost like I was talking about with NetherRealm and their fighting games. Battlefield has the basis of how the game works. It's large multiplayer maps, large multiplayer teams, incredible depth and development of your character. But they seem to be able to take that and adapt it to whatever they need to adapt it to. Whereas Call of Duty seems to have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, in several, you know, manners to make it all work.
Plus, correct me if I'm wrong, but what are they building Call of Duty games on? Because for a while there, they were using an old id Tech version.
Yeah, but I think that changed with Modern Warfare 2 or 3.
It would have had to have been 3.
I'm not even sure.
2,
what
they were
anymore.
Still using id Tech 4.
Yeah, okay.
And it dried up. I mean, they were modifying it, but it dried up because Bethesda bought id, and they weren't licensing it to them anymore.
Call of Duty's engine has always been heavily modified to keep it smooth.
Yeah, understandable, but I mean, like, they were still using id Tech 4.
Yeah, they were running old tech.
Which was outdated for when they were making Modern Warfare 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that could also be why they're reinventing the wheel, because to get them to do what they want to do, they don't have an engine. They got to license it from somebody.
Well, you bring up a good point and a great segue, Kevin, so thank you.
No problem.
Outdated and reinventing the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Uh-oh.
I was incredibly surprised to see this.
Yeah.
Because they have not been doing well.
I love when old bitches get their groove back.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's the sales that they maybe got from licensing out the fucking Sonic character or what. But we now have some rumblings of the Atari CEO talking about...
Atari don't own Sonic, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's right. But Atari did... There was some... I want to say there was a publishing thing with Atari and Sonic. I forget.
They
I can't remember.
Jaguar or Jaguar.
Wow.
They had the Atari flashback games.
Why am I thinking of Sega?
I don't know.
Because they came out with a mobile app today.
I'm fucking tired and I'm a little under the weather and I'm hungry.
And they have great games.
Anyhow.
Sonic Mania.
So I'm sorry, all you gamers out there that are listening to me talk like a fucking asshole. I apologize.
He said Sonic.
And that's one of the very few times.
What a fucking idiot. Shut up, flip flop.
It's one of the very few times, fuck you, Kevin, that you will hear me apologize.
We're just saying what they're saying.
So the CEO of Atari has said in an interview with GamesBeat this year.
Not to be confused with Tiger Beat.
Wow.
Go ahead.
He went there. at their booth at E3, that they're working on a new gaming console. And apparently there is a video posted that teases the device. I'm not sure what you're trying to say here, Dak.
With a simple coming soon.
Oh, it was teased. It was simply teased coming soon. Yeah. Okay. Atari Box.
And actually, in that video...
Is it really called Atari Box?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
It's fucking dumb.
They have, in that video, they show, like, I guess what would look like a console. And just shows, like, pieces of it. And there's a lot of wood grain. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm trying to figure out.
So, like the old school.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out, like, that's the whole hook. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if this is truly a new console, if this is, like, maybe an Atari greatest hits.
I got news for them. If they think they're dusting off, like, Pong and E.T. and people are going to be pumped about it.
No, you are not in the ass. You are not in a
Nintendo. No, yeah. you might be wrong there. But speaking of the wood grain thing, it almost sounds like they're going back to, like, the Atari 7200. The black and wood grain.
That was the 2600 and the
7200 was the big one.
78.
Was it 7800?
It was
7800. The 2600 was a tiny little black one.
2200, yeah.
Anyhow, they very well maybe could be teasing something like that, where it's the old Atari, but it has like 50 fucking Atari games preloaded on the drive.
Should better have all of them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean,
it's a very good point.
Jesus Christ.
For a split second, I said, I'll download them digitally, and I'm like, I shouldn't have to.
I
really should.
I can't see them spending money R&D to make a new competitive console, especially with how terrible the Jaguar flop.
I just like how the acronym for this will be A-Box.
A-Box.
It's A-Box. I'll play with my A-Box.
And a box. I don't know. Like, I'm okay. The landscape's way too crowded. It reminds me of the early 90s when you had all the fucking iterations of TurboGrafx, Wonder Swan,
yeah.
3DO,
Neo Geo,
Sega Genesis, Neo Geo. And those consoles, those niche consoles that weren't Nintendo or Sega, they kind of knew their place. They kind of they had a spot. Like, I think the NEC machines did okay in Japan. I think they did.
Yeah, they did all right.
I wanted a fucking Neo Geo so goddamn bad.
I always told myself, I'm going to save up enough money to get one.
And then yeah.
I get it, and I'm like, but then now I got to buy a cartridge.
I wanted a Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I got a Sega Saturn.
I had my old school, like, launch.
Yeah.
Genesis.
Yep.
The big body one. And I ended up finding the second gen... top loader Sega CD at KB Toys back when Sega was like really bombing and they were fucking selling all kinds of refurbs and shit.
Oh, shit. I think I bought the Sega Nomad from KB Toy Stores for like 60-70 bucks
then. Yeah.
I had a Game Gear.
Game Gear? No, yeah. I never bought that one.
I don't know. I'm not sure what their thought, like what their intentions are.
I mean, look, my thing is, competition only helps the market.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but it has to be worth it.
It doesn't have to be anything. It's their money. They won't put it in there.
Look, yeah.
Either people will buy it or they won't. Like, if it's, I'm just saying, like, if it's gonna be a console that's meant to compete with other consoles, like of today's standards. I mean, if it's a niche, you know, like your fucking the NES classic thing that came out. If it's like that, then like, all right,
that's
you know,
fine. Yeah,
yeah.
And I was just gonna say, if it is like that, they better not fucking pull Nintendo and only make a couple thousand of them.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that with Atari. They need money.
Yeah, yeah.
They can use it. Nintendo, and, like, oh, we don't need another 10-20 million.
And that's why I think that it's not a console meant to compete with modern consoles.
And if they're smart, if it is a console that's supposed to compete, they'll try to do something like Switch did, where it's mobile, mm-hmm. or they'll have like an Atari classic storefront where you can get digital versions of all the old Atari games for like $3-4.
I think how they're going to compete is they're going to make an Atari system that can play PlayStation 4 and Xbox.
That'd be fucked up.
Go back to, look, because they're stuck in the 70s, too. They're like, look, hard copies. Buy a hard copy and play it on this shit.
I don't know. They might have my ear if they say this is the console you'll own for 10 years.
It'll be a fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
I might entertain it.
We're never making another one. This motherfucker will play every disc you throw in it. Our name's Atari.
What would be cool as shit, though, really?
This thing's $100.
They bring back a 5.25-inch floppy drive?
No, what I was going to say is they do something like the Switch or the Vita or the 3DS, where it's a flash card, it's a cartridge, but they put it inside the old Atari game cards.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking cool as shit. Anyway.
Put your old Battlefield. What was the tank game?
Combat.
Put your old Combat cartridge in there.
Yeah. Fucking love that game.
All 20 games in that cartridge.
Yeah.
That was unheard of. It was like the OG orange box.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and have some listening pleasure from our Will. I don't know what I'm trying to fucking say.
Our Will. Are you all right?
Our Will.
Our boy Will. Sorry, I'm seriously fucking not feeling it today.
Now, are you on a water diet?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But we'll be back with some more fun, so stay tuned. Hypothetical. Did we read one last week?
No, two weeks ago.
Right. Okay.
This one's called the Porn Painter.
Yeah.
You need to have the inside of your home painted. A thorough online search of available professional painters indicates that one candidate is especially ideal for your needs. He has earned high approval ratings from past employers and is relatively inexpensive. However, when you contact him by phone, he mentions one strange detail about his work habits. He insists on watching pornography while painting. "Don't worry, I don't masturbate to it. It's just for entertainment," he says. "But it's the only way that I like to paint. This being the case, I will need to use your DVD player to view my personal collection of erotic films while I work. I may also use your cable service to purchase online or pay-per-view pornographic movies, but I will itemize any movies I watch and subtract that cost from your overall bill. Do you employ this pornography enthusiast as your house painter?" Fuck, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
This is a very simple answer. Yes. I'm taking vacation and I'll be there watching the porn with the motherfucker. Yeah.
See, yeah, I'm not shy. Like, I'll watch porn with the guy. Kevin, you've been to a couple of my earlier parties. I mean, come on. You know, I'm not shy about that type of shit. It doesn't bother me. Now, don't get me wrong. He's going to have to do all his painting during the day. I can't have him running around here watching some chick get railed out when my boy's right upstairs. I can't have that. But as far as anything else, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like, in 2017, least of my worries.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd be worried like somebody's like stealing my shit or like,
yeah.
Look, I like it just for the simple fact that he's like up on Front Street about it.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I like watching porn while I paint. I'm telling you right now, if I order shit, like, it'll come off your bill.
Yes.
It's totally fine. I am good at this job. What do you say? Like, yeah, motherfucker, come paint my house.
I don't see downside to this. I really don't.
Unless it's something, like, really, really bad. Like, he doesn't bring over, like, adult porn. He brings over illegal shit, like child porn or some nasty shit like that.
That's a good hook.
Well, he did say he would purchase pay-per-view porn, and I'm pretty sure it's illegal to sell.
But he said he was also bringing over his personal porn collection.
That's true.
So I'm not saying that that's what it is. It wasn't hinted at. It didn't say anything was going to be illegal.
Yeah, but look, but you're still like, at the end of the day, yeah, I'm not saying that like I'm okay with it, but if some shit was good to go down about it, you're not liable.
No.
It's not yours.
No.
Like, you'd be like, I didn't know that motherfucker was going to bring, like, snuff films over here. Like, I thought, like, yeah. You know, I mean, I thought there was, like, some, you know, like, some fucking, like...
He said porn. I thought he was just wanted to see a chicken rolled out.
Yeah, I thought the craziest that was going to happen was, like, some anal or something. Exactly. Like, I don't know, like...
Double fisting. Yeah, I mean, like, aside from that, you know, like, worst case scenario, first of all, you have to be there to really see it. So if you're unless you're gonna take off from work, although I really wouldn't want to let a stranger in my house to paint if nobody's home anyway. But
I don't think I have a problem with that. I don't think so.
You know, if like he's fucking watching some furry shit or whatever, like just don't watch. Go in the other room.
Exactly.
Do your shit, man. Get it done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's like some people. Like I don't know. I feel like this is kind of like a like I would say like some people read this and be like absolutely not. But I feel like the people that would read that question and say, like, there's no way, are not the people that would buy this pack of questions in the first place. Like, so I don't think that, like, I don't think there's a bunch of, you know, like evangelical Chuck Klosterman fans out there. Like, but yeah, I have, like, I mean, short of stuff that could potentially get me in trouble or that I find morally repugnant, like, dude, I mean, you know, we all have the internet.
Yeah.
Whatever, chances are, whatever he puts there, I've definitely seen grosser, darker shit. Like, just because I'm bored on the internet.
You ever have those nights where you just get to the end, like, to that point of the internet where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to recover. I think I'm forever changed.
Like, you're like, I didn't masturbate and I have to go take a shower because I feel fucking dirty for even knowing that this exists.
And as soon as you hit that point, then you take like the next 15 minutes trying to figure out how the fuck you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. This started out with fucking me looking up like basketball scores from 1988. How the fuck did this? I wanted to know what that one guy was named on the fucking, you know, the Olympics dream team in fucking 93 or whatever, but how this ended up into this shit is beyond me. Meanwhile, the caption says, like, you know, lady gets fucked to death by a horse, and you're like, how did I get here? This is ridiculous. Am I going to get in trouble for this? I don't know, but now I need to see it. Oh, speaking of horses. Yes,
I know. Yeah. Wow. I'm reading that card.
How did you do that, man?
Because that's fucking the way my fucking brain works. The next week's question is called Kicking the Clydesdale. Let's assume a fully grown, completely healthy Clydesdale horse has his hooves shackled to the ground while his head is held in place with a thick rope. He is conscious and standing upright, but completely immobile. And let us assume that, for some reason, every political prisoner on Earth, as cited by Amnesty International, will be released from captivity if you can kick this horse to death in fewer than 20 minutes. You are allowed to wear steel-toed boots. Would you attempt to do this?
I know.
God damn.
You know what this is. This is the age old
fucking the homeless question again.
Well, yeah. No, not that one. Not that age old question. The whole the worth of life. Killing five versus one. You know what I mean?
Is there a moral hierarchy? Hierarchy life.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna go with that one. That's pretty cool though. I like it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let go.
I'm kind of shocked after the last couple of minutes. I can't really think of a good segue. Okay.
I'm surprised this is right up your alley.
I can. Speaking of talking about sex with horses on the internet, we covered horses. Let's talk about the sex part.
Yeah, so let's talk about some normal sex, or what, I guess.
I don't think there's a such thing anymore.
Yeah, all right, I'm just going to keep talking. So, apparently, like, who fucking comes up with this shit?
Somebody with a lot of money to spend on a research study?
There is a report, according to the Journal of Sexual Medicine, which I didn't even know was a real thing. Video games are a detriment to your libido. If you don't know what libido is, it's your sex drive. Gotta cater to all audiences here. What?
Dude turned into a health teacher.
I know, seriously.
We might have
that. What was that?
What was that?
What was that little old fucking? What was that little old
Dr.
lady?
Ruth.
Yeah, he pulled a Dr. Ruth.
We might have some people that don't have, you know, expansive vocabularies listening to the show,
or sex drives.
I think libido was on Three's Company. Like, I mean, if you don't know what libido is, that's been on every like sitcom for the last 30, 40 years. Libido.
All right. Well, according to the Journal of Sexual Medicine,
for Josh and Drake, I think. It wasn't on that one.
Should have been.
It might have been on Full House. It might have been.
Nah.
Why are we having
went from health class to sitcom review.
It's another one of those fucking internet things. How did we get here?
You forget how clean TGIF was back in the day.
Yeah.
That was ABC, man. They weren't talking about anything like that. Right.
So, video games are apparently bad for your sex drive, and it's also been apparently proven that people who play video games are far less likely to be interested in sex. I call bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I have a son, and I play a shitload of video games, so work that one out.
There's a quote from one of the lead authors of this study, of this article, rather. And the quote is, "I think that video games might be similar to physical exercise in these regards. Occasional use might have beneficial effects, but when some threshold between occasional use and chronic abuse is crossed, ill effects might occur. First of all, how do you chronically abuse video games?
You play them so much you don't go outside.
You start playing them when you are in your teens and have a full head of long hair and are 190 pounds, and then you look in the mirror one day and you look like me. It's probably chronic abuse of video games.
Okay, but still, you go to work, right?
Yeah.
You fucking eat your meals, right?
You
take a shit, you get up, do a piss, you take a shower, you clean yourself, you take care of yourself. When I think of chronic abuse, I think of, you know,
like the
addictions.
The heroin addict equivalent of...
Yeah, like detriment to your physical and...
I think that's a thing, though. That is a thing.
People have died playing games in those cafes in Korea.
Yeah, because they fucking pound all those goddamn caffeinated energy drinks and coffees and shit and don't get up and fucking go piss or eat.
I understand that it was their fault. I'm just stating there's chronic abuse.
Well, look, if that's the kind of fucking video gamer you are, then this study doesn't matter because you're not having sex any fucking way. Nobody's going to touch your little fucking dirty dick. I'm saying.
Well, and like my thing too is there's a way, like astronomical higher... you know, percentage of people that have debilitating drug addiction versus debilitating
video game.
Yeah. Video game addiction is so low on the scale that it's barely a thing.
They wish it was a thing compared to what we have.
Compared to every other legitimate addiction on Earth.
This is a marketing tactic like those cigarettes from Ireland.
Yeah, that's true.
So, according to the study, researchers surveyed nearly 400 men between the ages of 18 and 50 in Italy. Yeah. About their gaming habits and lifestyle in general. They found that as the sex drive goes down, premature ejaculation becomes less likely, per Medical Daily.
Well, isn't that what fucking women want anyway?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're always complaining about how, like, oh, I didn't get mine. Well, I got mine. See you later. Like, don't you want the roles to be reversed? Like,
they don't know what they want.
I don't fucking know. So the theory involving video game addiction, I guess we're calling this now. One theory is that gamers tend to experience an overstimulation of the pleasure hormone dopamine, which helps stimulate an orgasm. So this causes a buildup of a tolerance of sort that makes them less likely or less interested in having orgasms and also less likely to do so prematurely.
That I actually kind of would buy. You know, not that an overload of dopamine always leads to orgasm in everything dopamine happens. Like, you know, dopamine is just a chemical in your brain that reinforces pleasure. That chemical is attached to all sorts of things, like your first cigarette of the day, or your first cup of coffee, or like when your wife or girlfriend, or like, you know, smiles at you, or like, you know, there's a bunch of things that like it reinforces certain behavior. I could understand how, you know, when you're really into like a fucking super good video game and you're like, this fucking shit is awesome, I'm not doing anything else but this shit until it's over, I can understand how like years and years of that would, you know, because it's your...
But that could be anything, though. It doesn't have to be video games. That could be movies.
It could be a great song. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It's not video game specific, but because I'm sure they're the same thing happens to people that are like really big movie buffs, or like, you know, like the same thing happens to people that are like really into working out. Like, the dopamine fucking, you know, every time they work out, like they get a little bit, so it reinforces the idea to do that. I could understand how if you're playing an enjoyable video game and you're getting a kind of constant low dose of dopamine, how over time it would be like, wow, yeah, but, you know, yeah, I guess I could fuck my girlfriend right now, but like, you know, fuck, Witcher 3 is bad as shit. Like, you like, know,
yeah, see, I don't know.
Points from prestige.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I'm just going to say the dopamine thing, like, I understand it being a low dose, but I can't imagine, like, with them talking about, like, orgasms or whatever. It's like, when the last time you shot the last boss and your legs started shaking, you had to go change
your pants. Just going
to
say, like, I've played tons of great games in my life, and I've been playing games for extended periods of time since I was a kid. I've never once played a part of a game or beat a game and then fucking nutted my pants.
That was exactly what I was trying to describe against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know.
Like, dopamine is just a chemical, a base chemical that's used in the brain.
I know that, but my point is, like,
pleasure.
I still want to have sex. Yeah. The pleasure I get from video games and even playing them for extended periods of time for all these years that I've been playing these, you know, video games, it's never once, like, crossed my mind that I could just stop having sex for the rest of my life because video games are that fucking good.
I don't think that's what it's saying either. I feel
that's
like
that's pretty much what it's saying.
No,
it's saying it kills your sex drive.
You're killing your sex drive. That doesn't mean that you're never going to want to have sex anymore.
It just means like, it's been
2-7.
It's been one of those things that if like I'm sitting there like as soon as I wake up and I'm like I want to have sex tonight, but I go home and play video games for like 4 or 5 hours, I'm tired by the end of it, I want to go to bed. It doesn't mean I don't want to wake up and have sex or sex the next day.
That just means you played video games for 4 or 5 hours and you're tired and want to go to bed.
Yeah. It's my point.
Right.
It's like, it's not killing your sex drive. It's like,
it's not killing it to the point that, like, sex doesn't mean, you don't become asexual from video games. Like, mm-hmm. It's just that, you know, if you were in a demographic where, say, you're like a 24-year-old male, so, you know, the mean statistic is that, you know, you would like, you know, your age group would like to have sex, you know, 6 times a week. Like, that age group, if they played a lot of video games, might want to have sex 3 times a week. Like, but what this article doesn't get into, which is natural in men anyway, is that like men's sexual peak is 18.
Yeah.
Women's is 30. Biology's already like way fucked up.
Yeah.
But what they don't what they don't put into this article is if there was any sort of check for, you know, they said they like they pulled 400 men from 18 to 50. Well, the 50-year-old isn't going to want to have sex like the 18-year-old's going to want to have sex. So it's like...
And it has nothing to do with video games.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want to have as much sex as I wanted to have when I was 18.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's... Jesus Christ, when you're like... When you're even... Not even talking 18. When you're like 14 to 17, like, fuck anything that moves. Like, you don't care. Like, you know, it's... But when you're, like...
I'm surprised it didn't fall off.
When you... Right?
I...
when you're 35 to 40,
I'm just being honest.
You man. Just don't have that, you know, like your sex drive just naturally yeah. declines over the years.
That's life.
So like that isn't in this study. I don't know if they put that into consideration, but when I read this article, I was like, wait a second. This article's already like this study, quote unquote, is bullshit.
That's why they're trying to put those impotence stickers on video games moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, here's my other question.
Man in position crying on the
cover of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
That's going to happen anyway. My question
crying
is...
Crying for how good it is.
My question is, did they pull these men and take into account how regularly they were having sex, like, prior before. To the study,
I would like to believe so.
Yeah,
you know,
I would like to believe.
Were
so.
They? Did they have regular access to sexual intercourse?
Yeah, yeah. Was it? Yeah.
You know,
was it like literally just a bunch of like PC nerds that are like never getting laid?
Was it? Was it somebody that's like, you know, has not had a girlfriend for years and does not have any prospects nor the ability to have a one night stand without paying for it? Like, obviously, yeah. That person's sex drive is going to be so fucking low.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and well, and yeah, if you're paying for it, you're definitely not going to be like, look, if I got to buy video games or pay for sex, I'm definitely buying video games. No. That's not, like, there's no question.
There's no guaranteed happy ending, though.
Nah.
Never mind. No, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
You got a fucking hand?
Dude.
No, I'm talking about the end of the game.
Yeah. I can get Pornhub on my phone and, like, pretty much imagine whatever I want close enough to get me by. All I'm saying. Oh, boy. But yeah,
I'm really glad the show's rated explicit some days.
I mean, is there really any choice?
Yeah.
I don't even think we've ever done a PG-13 show.
You know what? I was thinking that the other day. I think I want to try that.
Oh, we're
just
fucked.
One.
We're
just
fucked.
One.
Can I be out that week?
It's not even a matter of can I be out that week. You have to exclude me. Like, there's no way.
Dak, I think so that would just be a silence. Show be me and you.
Just be silent. Don't just put me on that, because I slip up all the time, too.
Don't you put that on me.
Yeah.
I don't know. This I mean, that's actually not, now that I'm thinking about it, it's not that bad. I can't say fuck.
Get it all out now.
Bad. Just think about it like if you're at work. It doesn't work for Matt.
Yeah.
It works for us.
Yeah, see, that's...
It works for you, but it doesn't work for
every
Matt.
Time I want to use an expletive, I'll just go, go!
No, I'm like... This is no exaggeration. I'm one of the more eloquent people that I work with. this is not... The things coworkers that I know say are fucking deplorable.
Well, fellas, that's all I got on the docket. Anybody else got anything?
I don't got anything.
I got one thing that I just want to say real quick. Not like I've just been talking about it because I've been playing it, but I just got into Darksiders 2, and fuck, I love that game.
You know what? Nah, this is what I wanted to reintroduce. Let's do the what you've been playing.
Yeah.
I like to keep it at the end. We got some time. Let's just run through it real quick. Look,
Darksiders 2, I totally forgot how linear 1 is compared to 2.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot the 2 had its own loot system. And, like, you know, different, like, armor sets and, like, different weapon sets that 1 didn't have.
You ever beat the first one, right? Recently, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just beat it maybe, I don't know, a week or two ago. But, just the fucking scale of 2 next to 1 is crazy. I really, like, it's so unfortunate. Like, I mean, it's fortunate in the respect that they are making the third one. But, it's so unfortunate that I know that the end of second, the end of 2, you know, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that it, when you watch the end of 2 compared to the end of 1, 2 is like, it's kind of like what they did in Mass Effect 3 when they did the fuckery at the end where it's like they're not animations, they're just like floating pictures, like kind of like the that they're just talking behind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew THQ at that point was running out of money. Yeah. So they just had to slap an ending on it. Even though it was like, it was, the game was ending. But like, dude, 2 is so good. Like, the puzzles are fucking great. Like, there's so much shit to do. There's so much shit to collect. Mm. Like, this game is a fucking steal at the original $30 price tag. Let alone being able to get both of them for $20.
And I think it's still on sale.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I swear.
I think I just saw it.
Yeah, like, I think it's on sale for like another fucking month. Like, Jeez. It is crazy. Like, they're so fucking enjoyable, and I really like their spin on the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Like, I like the angels and demons fighting, and you're trapped in the middle because, like, nobody likes the horsemen, because the horsemen are there to, like, settle shit regardless of side. But I like, they all take place at the same time, so, like, you're playing one, and then you finish up Darksiders. And when you play 2 is death, everything that war is doing in 1, you're doing as death at the same time.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's how 3 is supposed to be. So it's like, when you... 3, I think they call her Fury.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be, like, Pestilence. Is her, you know, like, horse that she's based off of. Or, like, horseman. But I think she is doing it, like... Like, the way they make them, they're not sequels. Like, it's all happening, like, at the same pace.
Like a four-prong attack at
Yeah,
the same time.
Yeah, so, like, if they really do get to... it, theoretically speaking, if they get to the 4, if they get to the fourth, you know, Darksiders game, where you're the fourth horseman, the end of that game should be, like, what you saw... Like, the conclusion of what you saw at the end of the first game, which is fucking awesome. And I'm like, I'm really happy that THQ Nordic was like, you know what? Yeah, because there was a video I saw recently of the team that does Darksiders, and they were talking about, like, how, you know, THQ got sold, and, like, we were sure, like, you know, the South Park game got picked up by Ubisoft, and, like, you know, the Saints Row game got picked up by these people. We were sure we were going to get picked up. And they didn't get picked up, and they were like, great. So, like, now this whole thing's gone. And then they said the whole team got, when they got bought by what is now THQ Nordic, that the owners of that, of THQ Nordic, were like, no, we want you guys to work on another Darksiders. And they were like, well, you have other shit in the works. And they're like, no, do it. No, that's what we bought you for. And, like, how, like, happy they were that they got to do that. So it's like... a team of people that are making this game that really enjoy this world also. And it comes through. It comes through in both games. Like, both these games are fucking fantastic. Mm. And it's a pleasure to play them again. Like, with a little bit of time, you know, in between where you don't quite remember.
Yeah.
Like, what was going on. They're fucking totally enjoyable.
Right on.
Jackson.
What about you, Jack?
So just coming fresh out of AwesomeCon, I thought it would be a good idea to get back into my backlog now that we have somewhat of a lull in the summertime before the fall hits. So my initial plan was to play Dishonored 2 because I still haven't finished that yet. But I just gravitated toward Prey, and I started playing that again. And
did you beat it the first time?
I have not beaten it yet. No.
Oh, okay. You're getting back to it for the first
time. Yeah, I'm getting back to it to finish the first playthrough. And the more I'm playing it, the more it is reminding me of BioShock, the original BioShock. It was like, as the story beats play out, you feel like, okay, I should be nearing the end of this, and then you don't, and a whole bunch of other shit happens.
Yeah, that is.
And you're like, fuck! Like, I didn't even see that coming. You know, it's just, there's so much in this game. They're doing a great job of telling backstory, of telling you about things that were happening before the Typhon outbreak, and then you're as you get farther into the game, you're starting to get hints that maybe some people knew that this was going to happen or suspected this was going to happen. and they're starting to, like, you know, choose sides, and you'll see things that are negatively worded toward your character, Morgan Yu, whether it be male or female, that's your name.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll see other things that, you know, are in support, and then you start seeing more and more of why you are in the situation you're in. And it's just, as it plays out, it's just, it's fucking crazy. And I know it's old news by now, and, you know, Darksiders has been out for a while, but I'm just now getting back to it and having the time to get back to it. The only thing I can say is that I hope I don't experience the bug that I heard, actually, Tom...
I think they fixed that.
...brought it up to me, where the game would just stop.
Oh.
The game would just stop. Like, it would, they would take a couple steps... And it would say error corrupt file, and they'd reload. And and it would do the same thing.
I'm almost certain they fixed that because IGN did another review on it. That's why
they I think they mainly fixed that on PC. I don't think Xbox
really
had the problem.
I didn't think the consoles had the problem.
PlayStation did.
PlayStation did. Okay, yeah.
But that kind of goes back to Bethesda.
Well, that's what
and
they get for no crossplay. Dirty bitches.
Which, Sony's, I agree with you. The past couple times we've talked about the bullshit that they've said, there's always been something, whether it be a tweet or a news article or something that comes out right after it, where it's basically just like, shut up, Sony. This, you're not doing yourself any favors.
You're drunk. Go home.
No, I think it's a great game. I think it's a great reimagining of that franchise. Even if you're willing to call it that, like, I don't think it's a reimagining of Prey. I think it's just another game called Prey.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's thoroughly enjoyable, and I like how they have it set up. You can literally, like, you get this, this item called the Recycler Charge, which is one of the four or five grenade types you can get, and you just chuck it into the room, and it will do damage to enemies, but it won't kill them. But if they're dead, however, this Recycler Charge will take anything in the radius of the blast and convert it to its base material. So it'll rip like desks and suitcases up, and it'll make them metal. It'll take any dead bodies lying around and make them organic material. If you catch any Typhon in the blast, dead Typhon, it'll convert them into exotic material.
For crafting
okay. Your health kits, ammo. You can actually craft neuromods, which are the items that you use to upgrade your powers and gain new powers. So if you, you know, just fucking toss recycler charges in every room you come to, if it's not bolted to the floor, it's going to create materials, and you can just go buy a fuck ton of neuromods from this fabrication machine, which I've been using somewhat, but I'm just so sucked into what I'm experiencing, that's never on the forefront of my mind. I always look at that tree and I'm like, damn, I still need two more neuromods to buy this upgrade, so I can add a couple extra slots to my inventory and a couple extra chips to my suit. And then it'll dawn on me, like, hey, dumbass, use these 15 recycler charges that you have to get more material to just go buy the neuromods. But then I start playing for like another 5 minutes, and that thought's gone again because the game has just pulled me in that much. And it's been a while since I've played a game like that. I mean, obviously, Dishonored 2, you know, I'm a huge fan of Dishonored. But it's just thoroughly enjoyable.
I got like so much shit I gotta play.
And that's my other thing. Like, I want to get through this game for the simple fact that I've got so many others to play before this fall hits and we're all playing Destiny again.
Yeah, that's
well, except for Matt.
Yeah, like, fucking speak for the fucking trio. But yeah, that's actually the one comment I like from last week too, when you guys were like, man, C3 sucked. They didn't give a shit. Nothing's coming out. I was like, good. Get to my fucking backlog.
Give me some time.
Yeah.
Give me some time.
Waiting for like a military takeover so they fucking put everybody on curfew and don't go to their jobs. So I just be like, Annie, look, there's nothing I can do but sit here. I might as well get to all this other shit.
Yep.
You still playing Overwatch?
I'm still playing Overwatch, but actually I'm taking a break from that. I'm kind of supplementing. In my backlog, and I saw there were two games that I really wanted to play, and that was Fallout 4 and Last of Us. So I started both of them because, of course, you got to download the fucking update. Last of Us didn't have one, so I jumped right in. I've been hooked ever since. Yeah. I forgot.
The game is so fucking good.
I've always known it's one of my favorite games mm-hmm. of all time, but I totally forgot what they did as far as telling a story.
It, dude, is literally the only game that my wife could ever just sit down and watch.
Yeah.
And, like, was kind of like, you know, I mean, obviously not, like, watching her TV show, but, like, was kind of curious as to what was happening in the story.
Yeah.
When, like, it would get to a cutscene, like, I would see her, like, look up from her phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's, you know, she was impressed with the way it looked. You know, it was just that there was a really good fucking story
there.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, it was a totally engrossing story. And for us, which was totally, you know, it was put on what was really great combat mechanics.
Like, most of the old games I've gone back to, like, I played Bioshock right before this, Bioshock mm-hmm. Infinite. And they're definitely, like, I love the Bioshock Infinite story, but there's issues with the gameplay. There's issues with the gunplay.
Yeah.
It's not as crisp. I find no fault in this game still.
Nah.
Like, it's definitely primitive as far as gunplay and combat compared to what we've played in Uncharted, the last Uncharted.
Okay.
That's given. Uncharted came out, what, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This game is 3-4... maybe even
came out in 2013.
Okay, so it's 4 years old.
Yeah.
Still holds up great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. And, yeah, I'm still playing Overwatch, but I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
No, I'm just glad it finally bit you. That game's pretty good.
What, Overwatch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, I'm not
It would have been in my top five last year if I would have played it last year.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with Overwatch because I'm worried that that'll happen to me. And then I'll be like, oh, fucking, you know, I just play nothing but this now.
Yeah, I think I honestly believe you put down Battlefield.
Yeah.
I think you would. Once you start getting into the characters and mm-hmm. like, okay, we got this team together and I'm going to play this guy because that guy has a freaking shield and I'm going to use this guy so I could combat that guy.
That's the thing, too. Like, with Battlefield, like, after getting 70 levels up in Battlefield, you are kind of like what I alluded to earlier with, like, Call of Duty. It's like, yeah, you know, I'd kind of actually like a machine gun that fucking, mm-hmm. like, works and I can, like, run around and do some... Like, it does really... After 70 levels, you're like, yeah, like, can I not have a bolt-action rifle, like, for a minute?
Can I just run in a room and spray shit?
Yeah.
Can I do like, that? Just once.
Yeah, can I not just get sniped from across these fucking, like, you know, mile-long fucking maps that... Oh, hey, I'm out here in the middle of the desert. Way to spawn me right here.
Pow!
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, cool.
I guess I'm not doing anything.
Like, thanks, because now I don't have to walk for 3 minutes before that happens anyway.
See, I think you'd probably get lost more in the arcade mode more than the ranked.
I don't play the ranked.
No.
All I play is arcade, because I'm not there for that. I'm there to... It's really just having fun.
No.
It reminds me of Call of Duty in so many ways because of the feelings I had for Call of Duty. But the gameplay is totally different.
Oh, you know what? Interesting. I got a question for all three of you to bounce off the joke that you mentioned earlier. What are you guys buying Destiny 2 on?
PS4.
Because you said you weren't going to do the two console thing
it's
again.
Not decided. No. It's
but
not
this, decided. But at the same time... You also kind of admit that, like, maybe playing everything on PS4 is kind of a mistake.
The problem with that is, just like Jack had no problem with saying it, the problem with that is I have people to play with on PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's number one.
I know the day I start up Destiny 2, I'm going to see Jack on, I'm going to see the old crew on,
yeah.
I'm going to see Mark on, I'm going to see DJ.
I miss the Ricardos.
Ricardo.
The one thing you have to consider
both
is...
Both of them.
Yeah.
The Brazilian and the Portuguese.
Shout out, buddy.
Yeah, really, that was a good day.
Really, the only reason you would switch is if you were getting an Xbox One X.
That's what I'm saying.
For
that's,
number one.
That's
number two...
That's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
You just said, everybody's going to be playing on PS4 because that's what we played the first one on. Number three, that's where the exclusive content is.
Yeah.
PlayStation it is.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
Whether it be timed exclusive or not... You know we want as much content as we can get out of that game.
And you see what the Xboxers are dealing with.
Yeah.
Fuck that. So, yeah. For Destiny, just for Destiny.
Definitely PS4. No. And that was the thing. Like, I do want an Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to get a 4K TV. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I was more intrigued because I'm, you know, this Christmas, some of you guys know, but like my like plasma broke maybe 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. And like, I'll get it repaired eventually, but like, I can't, you know, once you repair TVs, you're kind of in the, this repair might last 8 months, a year, and then something else will break. And then, you know, it's like how many times you're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. So like, it won't be my soul.
It won't be your main.
Yeah. And like this Christmas, like I totally have plans to drop like $3,000 on this fucking TV that I'm looking at. And, my wife wants me to buy the 55, but I'm going to lie and say that like, I thought I was buying the 55 and I'm going to buy the 65.
You got about 65.
But, you can't go smaller, dude.
No.
I don't know why she doesn't understand that.
They don't understand that.
Never go
they
smaller.
Of all people should know that.
Yeah. But,
size does matter.
Word. But like, so like now, you know, it's by Christmas time, you know, 4K will like, you know, a 4K, you know, Xbox or PlayStation will be maybe not at the forefront of my head, but would actually be an option that would be worth looking at. The only thing is like, you know, can I sell my regular Xbox One off to somebody for cheap?
Like, you it can almost be guaranteed GameStop is going to have something going on.
Yeah, but I don't have a box for that shit anymore.
Doesn't matter. You don't need it.
Yeah, you trade it in.
You just trade it in.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You just fucking, you need the cables and the controller,
like,
and that's it.
Look, motherfucker's barely used. I played, like, Tomb Raider, fucking a mediocre-ass fucking Mass Effect game.
Not Forza.
And Forza and Dead Space back a bet. Like,
speaking of the Xbox One X real quick before we close out the show.
Hold on. You didn't play anything, right?
I mean, I played Injustice
too.
And think that's about it. I was playing Pac-Man Championship Edition the other day because I was bored while waiting for Injustice to download.
Good game.
Yeah.
So as hyped as we were seeing it at E3, you know, obviously they didn't give a whole lot of details about the console. They didn't really tell us a whole lot of things about it. So I did a little bit of digging in my my research to see, you know, would it be worth me getting one at launch or should I just hang on and wait? I did find one interesting piece of information, which they did not address at all. The Xbox One X does not have a dedicated port for Kinect.
Yeah, you have to buy the adapter. Yeah.
You buy the USB 3.0 adapter, and then it will work.
Mm-hmm.
What's Kinect?
Exactly.
You can have
that
one.
That thing that's on top of the center speaker.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
were you being serious?
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't.
I thought he was...
are a fucking Xbox commercial.
No, I think I'm a PlayStation commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know where they changed it. I would assume when they actually introduced Cortana.
Xbox One S is when they changed it.
Changed what?
They took out the port.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm talking about the voice control for Kinect. When they changed the commands for everything, I assume, is when they launched Cortana. Because I actually had a pretty awesome moment in Prey the other night that I wanted to record. And I said, Xbox, record that, and nothing happened. I said, Cortana, record that, and nothing happened. So I have no idea what the voice command is to record shit anymore. And they didn't even, on the E3 stage, they didn't even address Kinect compatibility or functionality with the Xbox One X.
They're not going to do that. They're treating Kinect like a stepchild.
Exactly.
Yeah, that never happened.
So, I looked it up just out of curiosity. The trade-in value at a GameStop for a Kinect is $6.
Yeah, sad. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's still sitting there?
Yeah. Like,
I can't do anything with
it. I kind of want to give it to them with the console and just get the $6 out of it, but I kind of also want to hang on to it for that fucking little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
I can't even buy a pack of Newports with $6.
Yeah, I don't know.
Motherfuckers are $703 at the Royal Farm store.
And just remember, that thing is the reason why Xbox One was $500.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's shitty, though, because like, I do like the idea of being able to control my console with my voice, do things like record stuff, navigate through menus.
So that the voice doesn't work at all unless you don't have that stupid box.
They changed it to something else.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, no, that's not true.
Yeah, because you
can, if you have a headset, you can do the voice command.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. It's all still there.
But because it's built into the console, it's not, the Kinect isn't the only thing. The Kinect was good because it was always listening. So, like, when, if you had your Xbox in rest mode, you could walk in originally and be, say, like, Xbox on.
Oh, right.
Now it's like, hey, Cortana, turn on or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it would power up, and if you had it linked to your TV and your sound system and everything else, it would boot everything up.
Yeah.
Downside to that is when, if you did that and let it sit for a while, when it shut down, it shut everything back off.
Yeah, well, not only that, but, like, fucking downside, too, is, like, anybody remember the fucking Edward Snowden NSA fucking leaks? Like, they're kind of looking at all your shit anyway.
That was the whole worry with that anyway.
I really didn't care for a future where, like, you know, they could just hack in and watch me, like, taking bong hits and, like, scratching my balls while I'm playing something.
I mean, they're probably doing that anyway some other way.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to be it. So thank you all again for listening. That was episode 116 of the Forward On Gaming podcast. As always, you can find us online at forwardongaming.com, forwardongaming@gmail.com, and forwardongaming on your favorite social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So like I said earlier, we have this lull in the summer gaming season. Hit us
up. Remember what we normally do around this time of the year?
What?
Mid-year game of the year.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we do have the Game of the Year show coming up.
That is next week.
It is?
Let's do it next week.
Okay.
Last week of June.
Yeah, fuck, I'm screwed.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Get on the internets, man. Yeah. We'll figure it out. That's all I do.
We'll change some things anyway. Yeah. We got some things to work out.
All right, look forward to that. And as always, drop us a line on Facebook, email us. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to play? What do you want us to play? What do you want to talk about with us? Would you like to be a guest on the show? All kinds of stuff. Until then, thanks for listening. We love you.
Peace.
See ya.
Bye.
I even got her poster on my wall. When I see it, I'm reminded that I probably need to go out more. But fuck it, I'm unapologetic. If I see the XP, I gotta get it. The sweeter with the PSD, the diabetic. Take it in the cryogenic freezer. So when they wake me up 100 years later, I continue to beat her. Word to Jackie Fingers, peace to Soul Sand. My boy Matt, keep a controller in both hands. Time popping up every 14 shows. That got the 411 and the 410. Let's go. Stop playing with me.